My question is, in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he also created light and darkness.
Right.
Now, that was the first day. On the fourth day, God created the sun, the greater light, the moon, and the stars.
Mm-hmm.
If he created the sun on the fourth day, what is the light that he created on the first day?
All right, that's a good question. We get that from time to time. If you look in 1 John 1:5, you might be thinking, this is strange, we're jumping from Genesis to 1 John. This is the message which we have heard from the beginning, declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. The very presence of God, James, emits tremendous light. And God has a glory. The Bible says in Revelation, when God is in the city, there's no night there, because he is the light of it, okay? When the Lord came to this corner of the cosmos, and there was this massive chaotic orb swirling, that's what I believe, the planet was here, it was like a lot of asteroids now, it was void, it was chaotic, and he then began creating. He brought his presence and light. He began spinning the world in its orbit, and he was the light. Now, he didn't need to make the sun until the fourth day, because he was lighting the world during the first 4 days of creation by his very presence. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
He was the light when he said, let there be light. It's his coming to this place brought the light. Okay? That's been the answer that's been satisfying for me. Because it is a good question. If God didn't make the sun till the fourth day, then where'd the light come from?
Right.
It came from him.